the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, when I cry with my voice, thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Amen. God, who has prepared for them that love thee such good things as pass man's understanding, Pour into our hearts such love toward you, that we, loving thee above all things, may obtain the promises which exceed all that we could ever desire or imagine. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our confessional reading for this morning from Luther's Small Catechism, which is inserted in the bulletin. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The sacrament of holy baptism, the nature of baptism, what is baptism? Together? Baptism is not simple water only, but it is the water comprehended in God's command and connected with God's word. What is that word of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "Go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." So far. This morning's Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17. And God spake all these words, saying, "I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, thy son, thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives you. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor covet his neighbor's wife, nor thy manservant or maidservant, nor his ox, nor ass, nor anything that is your neighbor's." So far, the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. Let brotherly love continue, and forget And, excuse me, "be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entered angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds, as bond with them, and which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with the things which you have, for he hath said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follows, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And be not carried about by diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein, So far, the epistle lesson. For the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 5, verses 20 to 26. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said, by them of old times thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoso shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother has aught against you, leave there the gift before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver you to the judge delivers you to the officer, and you be cast into prison. Verily, I say unto you, thou shalt by no means come out thence until you have paid the uttermost farthing. So far. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn, 657.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Our Eternal Savior, and it's based upon the epistle that I read a moment ago. And I would like to read one verse of that epistle, verse 8. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. So far, please be seated. I believe that most everyone would agree that we are living in a world of constant change. Someone once said that the only changeless thing in this world is change itself. More major changes have taken place in the last 50 years than the past 500 years. And what I mean by that is this: changes in technology, medicine, science, military, and space, just to mention a very few. In society, we have seen changes in customs, conditions, attitudes, and yes, even in the church at large and our beloved synod have undergone some change, but not always for the good. It is into this picture of change comes our sermon text. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same. This cannot be said of any one of us. None of us can say the passing years have left no mark on me. Our children grow up, they leave for college or employment, they get married, and death has caused a great change in the family. With life's shifting scenes, we turn to one of whom it is said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, health may fail us, old age may rob us, but there is one, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who is our glorious and unchangeable Savior. His name is Jesus. If you remember, Jesus was the name announced by Gabriel before he made his entrance into this lowly life here on earth. And as a 12-year-old child, in his doing good, in the proclamation of the Holy Gospel, in his death on the cross, he was known as Jesus the Savior. This was the name the angels used when they told the disciples, this same Jesus which is taken up to heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. And we, redeemed in body and soul from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death, we too look for that blessed and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is also our prophet. As our prophet, he revealed himself by word and deed, and by the preaching of the Holy Gospel still reveals himself as the Son of God and redeeming Savior of the world. Jesus Christ is also our priest. And as our priest, he died as that perfect sacrifice for our sins. As our high priest, he lives to make intercession for us. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is a propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours only, but also for the sins of the entire world. Jesus Christ is also our King. For by him were all things made, and without him was not anything made that is made. Jesus Christ has won the right to wear that crown. Because he wore the crown of thorns, he is indeed the King of Kings. Amid all the changes and the chances of this life, we fix our hope in Jesus Christ, the changeless one. Now, if we are to appreciate what Jesus Christ the same today means, we must know something of the Jesus Christ the same yesterday. The Jesus of yesterday goes back far beyond the manger bed in Bethlehem, back beyond David, Moses, and Abraham, and yes, Adam and Eve, back into the far stretches of the mysteries of the excuse me, of eternity. St. John, in his Gospel, writes this. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. That far, Jesus of yesterday goes, eternity, forever, without a beginning. In speaking of himself, Jesus uses the eternal present tense. He says, before Abraham was, I am. Let's go back and look at the Jesus of yesterday, but this time only go back 2,000 years. And what do we learn? We learn that Jesus did not come to be ministered unto us, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for our sins. And when he finished his work of redemption and his body lay in that tomb, that still was not the end of Jesus of yesterday. He rose from the dead. This is the historic fact on which our faith is built, grounded. Christ's resurrection. I know there are those who deny the bodily resurrection of Christ, but the Bible makes it very clear that Christ showed himself alive after his death. The martyrs who died for their faith, they didn't draw their strength from a myth. Jesus is the same now as he was in the days that he walked this earth. He still calls unto us. He says, come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He still says, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. Thank God that this is so. For our need still is the same that it was when our first parents were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. The human heart is still the same, deceitful and wicked. But thanks be to God, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same Savior from sin, the same remedy for sin. And that remedy is this: the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse us from all sin. The wonderful thing about the Christian faith is that it rests totally on the eternal Savior who is Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Restore unto me the
And let us pray for our communicants. But first, I'm sure there's a prayer that you would like to extend to the throne of grace. Let's take a moment now for a personal prayer. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, call us unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest to our souls. We pray, let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament or damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and grant us a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. For the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right.
Truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Take and drink. This is the true blood. Thank you.
you, but strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you strengthen us in the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.